This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. There's a lot to talk about this hour, so let's get going. A little bit later, a report on electronic voting machines and doctors in Congress and help for those of you with post-election blues. But first, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Nancy Reagan, and Brad Pitt all won the race on Tuesday night. Well, maybe you missed it, because they themselves were not actually running, but they supported a proposal, California's Proposition 71, that was on the ballot, and voters overwhelmingly endorsed it, a $3 billion bond issue for state funding of embryonic stem cell research. So for the next 10 years, $300 million a year will be allocated to scientists studying embryonic stem cells in that state, which means that California becomes the stem cell research capital of the country, if not the world. It's going to spend more on this research than the federal government does. That's 10 times more than the federal government and more than most countries. And where there is research money, there must be scientists whose resumes are already in the mail headed toward the sun. That's California. We'll start our election news roundup today by talking about Proposition 71 and what it means to the future of stem cell research in California across the nation. And if you'd like to talk about that, give us a call. Our number, 1-800-989-8255, 1-800-989-TALK. As always, you can surf over to our website at sciencefriday.com. Lawrence Goldstein is in the Department of Cellular and Molecular Medicine at the University of California, San Diego, and an investigator with the Howard Hughes Medical Institute in La Jolla, California. He joins us today. Welcome to the program, Dr. Goldstein.
Thanks for having me.
You were an author of Prop 71. You've been working long hours campaigning for this issue. Why?
Well, because I think that stem cell research has great potential for the future of biomedical science and ultimately for the understanding and treatment of human diseases. And of course, as most people know, the federal government has really set up a funding policy for embryonic stem cell research in particular, which is highly restrictive and has made it very difficult for our best scientists to move into this field vigorously.
Give us an idea of how big a chunk of money that is for researchers.
Well, so on the one hand, $300 million a year sounds like an awful lot. But you have to remember, California is a big state. We're bigger than most countries. So the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, which is one of the major federal funding organizations that California gets money for biomedical research, that's about $3 billion a year in California alone. And there are other sources of biomedical research money in California. So probably we're sort of in the 5 to 7% range of total biomedical research investment, which is why I've always thought that it's an amount that the state can effectively use to support high-impact science. It's not just going to drown the whole enterprise.
And put it in perspective about how much that is in relationship to the total money that goes to embryonic stem cell research in the country.
Well, you know, so the NIH has said that last year they spent $25 million on human embryonic stem cell research. There's a lot of stem cell research that's not human embryonic. There's adult stem cell research in humans. And, of course, there's stem cell research in animals, which where the numbers are large. But it'll certainly dwarf last year's expenditure by the federal government. But the federal number has been obviously an underfunded number because of the restrictions. It's tangled up the way science is ordinarily done and kept the field from developing vigorously.
With California taking the lead here now, does this seem to be a trend that states may take over in areas where it deems the federal government is not spending enough money?
I hope that that's not a general trend. I think this situation was peculiar because it wasn't that the federal government was underfunding because of lack of resources or because there were priority decisions made. It was because the federal government made a decision based on ideological and philosophical grounds. And so there was, you know, there's almost no chance of changing it unless there is recognition at the federal level that it's, largely a misguided policy.
But California has shown in other cases, let's take car emissions. You know, it's gone on its own also there. So it has this trend of taking the lead where it doesn't think that there's enough, being talked about nationally.
Well, of course, in California, we like to think of ourselves as creative free thinkers dedicated to innovation, and I think we've proven it again.
Were you surprised that the governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, stood behind this?
Yeah, I was a little bit. I mean, I knew he was in favor of the research, but I figured that he would probably sit it out. And I was delighted when he decided to endorse it. You know, I know how supportive he has been all along of the research. And I'm glad that he was ultimately persuaded that this initiative is not an expenditure, it is an investment. You know, they're very different.
Yeah.
And this has long-term prospects for improving the health of Californians and, you know, incidentally the rest of the world, and also for helping us build an important sector of the California economy.
Is there a game plan? Is there, an order of how you take the money and what research you do? Does it follow?
No, I mean, the initiative dictates that an agency, a small funding agency, be set up that will issue grants on a competitive, peer-reviewed basis, and in that sense, it will operate similarly to the way similar enterprises operate at the National Institutes of Health or the American Cancer Society. It's really a best practice sort of model. And at all these agencies, there are large-scale priority decisions made about direction, but largely they're driven by, you know, let the best ideas rise to the top and then fund them.
1-800-989-8255. Let's see if we can take a phone call or two. Todd in San Antonio. Hi, Todd.
Hey, enjoy your show. And I have a kind of a comment and a question. The question is, on this in this bill in California, what percentage of the money is earmarked for research on adult stem cells versus the fetal stem cell research? And the reason for my question, I heard a medical doctor who's a bioethics professor at one of the Ivy League schools speaking on, I believe it was on an NPR program, but he's opposed to fetal stem cell research but strongly supports adult stem cell research. And his reason is he said that the animal research has borne out that the fetal stem cell research they've done in animals indicates that it's not effective. And he has concerns about it for moral reasons as well as just why waste financial resources or resources on something that so far has proven to not work well. And I just want to hear your comments about that.
Dr. Goldstein?
Yeah, Todd has asked a good question that certainly came up repeatedly in the discussions with the public out here prior to November 2nd. And the answer is that, well, there are a couple of things. First of all, we're not talking about fetal stem cells. That a fetal stem cell comes from a fetus that's already started as a pregnancy. What we're talking about with embryonic stem cells are cells taken from early embryos or pre-embryos or blastocysts, most appropriately, that have never been in a woman's body, that are just in a dish in the lab and were formed in vitro, that is, in the laboratory. Second, when people say that the animal research on such cells have not shown anything, you have to remember that the goal of the research with animal embryonic stem cells was not to treat animal diseases. It was to learn about the basic biology of animals, and they have been fabulously useful for that and for helping us study animal models of disease. And now it is time to start moving that work into humans, and that's where these cells will become important. And you have to remember that these human cells, these human stem cells, were only isolated for the first time 5 years ago, or 6 years ago now, and they've only been eligible for public funding since 3 years ago. So it's absolutely brand new stuff. And scientists such as myself would argue, and this is the view of many Nobel laureates, our major scientific societies, and on, you know, at the AMA, the patient advocacy community, that research on both adult stem cells and embryonic stem cells is very important to move forward. The California Initiative gives some preference for embryonic stem cells, but its real goal is to fund research that the federal government is underfunding in this area. And so meritorious adult stem cell proposals that come in where there's arguably a good case that there's a high-impact thing that the government, federal government hasn't taken advantage of, they'll be very competitive.
Is there a committee or is there an oversight committee that, you know, looks at all the proposals and decides?
Yeah, so the initiative lays out an appointment structure for setting up those committees. There's a large sort of board of directors or oversight committee that's established with appointments from universities with medical schools and patient advocacy groups and parts of the business community that don't work on stem cells. It's designed to be a highly well-educated, thoughtful committee that'll guide the large-scale operations, and then they'll set up the review panels that will be drawn from expert scientists who don't have conflicts of interest, that is, those who don't stand to gain from research funding in this area.
Do you think that the Bush administration may revisit this issue if things start to yield results?
Well, I think the Bush administration should revisit this issue now. You know, we've had surveys for a number of years that suggest that the public at large throughout the nation and in California support this area of research. And people who don't trust surveys have always said, well, you can't trust surveys, right? Who knows how you ask the question? Well, in California, we did the experiment in a sense, right? We had the surveys. They told us that people really supported this. And then they went to the ballot box and said, not only do they support it, but they want to spend money on it. I think that ought to be a wake-up call for the federal government, the Bush administration, and the Congress, and that they should look for a policy that is really more in line with the broad scale views of the majority of people on this issue.
Anthony in Wyoming. Hi, welcome to Science Friday.
This is Anthony. I wanted to comment on the stem cell research.
Yes.
And I don't know. A lot of people, I mean, they agree with it, but nobody thinks that's humans playing God. I mean, you're taking life to, that's what I'm saying. You're taking life to start off with, and I think that's just the act of God.
Okay. Dr. Goldstein, any comment?
Well, Anthony has raised something which is more of a religious question than a scientific question. I think what you find in this country is that there are people who think that this early human embryo should have the same moral status as you or I or one of my children. And then there are people who think that this little ball of cells from which the cells come for experimentation, which, by the way, has no organs, no blood, it's hardly larger than a pinpoint on a piece of paper, and, by the way, can be in a freezer for years, that doesn't meet the test of being human, that it's not a human person in the way that our government, our law, and our society recognizes that. And, you know, you have to also remember that on a daily basis in vitro fertilization clinics around the country, these blastocysts, these early embryos, are created and destroyed in relatively large number. And so in that sense, I think American society has made a philosophical decision about this. Mm-hmm. And the California vote just reaffirms that.
Do you expect to be an influx now of new labs and resumes coming to California?
I think that, you know, starting two or three years ago when California first put laws in place to encourage this area of research and to, you know, fully legalize it and then now funding it, we've put out the welcome mat. You know, we'd like to welcome the best and brightest stem cell scientists to California. We were a great biomedical research community before the passage of Prop 71, and this has just made us stronger.
You've got a Silicon Valley. Where is this going to shape up?
Oh, I mean, there are centers of biotechnology throughout the state and mm-hmm. others that may develop in the coming years.
Right.
One would expect them to be near our best academic institutions. Silicon Valley grew up near Stanford, obviously. San Diego has a huge biotech industry, and the Bay Area does as well. You know, initially, most of the research funding is likely to be in academic institutions because it's got to start with some early-stage research that really hasn't happened fully at the federal level. And then over the coming years, as discoveries are made, presumably new businesses and therapeutic development will start up.
All right. Well, we'll be checking back in with you. Thank you for taking time to talk with us.
Sure. Thank you.
Lawrence Goldstein is in the Department of Cellular and Molecular Medicine, University of California, San Diego, an investigator with the Howard Hughes Medical Institute in La Jolla, and also one of the authors of Proposition 71, where California is now going to get hundreds of millions of dollars in stem cell research each year. So we're going to take a short break and come back and change gears a little bit and talk about, next up, electronic voting machines. You know, we talked a lot about them beforehand. Did they work? Did they malfunction? Could they be made better? What's the scorecard for this election? We'll try to tally it up. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Ira Flatow, and this is Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News.